Radio Network.
Or for lawyers, or for witnesses of the crime against freedom, the right to contract, the right to have sales, the right to business, the right of the Second Amendment. You have the Austin police under the command of the BATFE federally colluding. This man contracted with the Event Center. They contract with HEB, who contracts with Walmart, that owns this old Walmart building. They've had a gun show there for more than 14 years. I mean, I've been going there since college, actually. So I 15, 16, 17, 18 years, I don't know. I don't know how long. I know it's been there since I've been on air, 14 years. And they've been sponsors of this show when it was the Saxit Gun and Knife Show. They now went and did some raids and some setups and some. We knew they were in there. They're doing it to all gun shows. Ran them off. Another event group comes in. The police think it's the same group. They say, look, we got you on all this. You know, we might talk about dropping some of this if you do this. Go over what they said in the meeting. And you said they were mainly focused on the HEB leaseholder, intimidating him to stop you and to shut down your business. And then the cops are laughing and think it's funny when they're outside the law. There's no law. You have to do this. And the police are now secret commissars, secret police running around and then forcing you to put up notices saying you must do this when there's no law. I mean, this is the very definition of extortion, of racketeering.
Absolutely.
1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231 for lawyers, constitutional scholars, police officers, anyone who is upset about this. You know, I'm sitting here ranting and raving, talking to Darwin here on the line, whose family owns and runs this gun show, the Texas Gun Show. And, you know, thank God you can operate in other cities. They're trying to put you out of business.
The only other show that I have is the one in Live Oak. So, I mean, like I said before, when it comes to gun shows, I mean, I'm the bottom of the totem pole because, I mean, we are just all family that runs this show.
So they ran the old gun show that had been here for more than a decade out, and now they're trying to run you out.
Well, yeah, and they by doing what they did this past weekend, I mean, I can't survive under that because, I mean, I'll just cancel the shows. I'm not gonna keep on trying to put on gun shows.
Don't do that, sir. I have a huge audience, especially in Austin. I'm going to have people there, and I'm going to be there.
Well, we're there the third weekend of each month because we filled in the spot that the other gun show left when they left the building.
So you're going to be there in a month?
Yeah, the third weekend of each month until otherwise.
You're going to be there in like 28 days?
Yes, sir.
Well,
The third weekend of February.
Listen, you can look. You've never heard of this radio show, have you?
No, sir. I don't care. I don't get Austin stations in San Antonio.
No, that's fine.
But I did hear your name thrown out a lot when people told me that I needed to contact you, and so I knew after hundreds of people told me when they came in the door.
Well, all I'm telling you is this is a. Well, tell that story in a moment. This is a precedent-setting case. I'm standing with you, but you've got to stand with me and not let them intimidate you to shut down, at least until we get to fight them, file injunctions, sue them, go after them. Okay?
I'll stand as strong as I can be.
Well, I'm going to be there with you in 3.5 weeks.
Sounds good.
And we need all of Texas and the other stinking gun shows to stand with you and the other gun dealers to stand with you. Because if they can get you, sir, do you understand this is precedent setting? But I'll guarantee you this is going on covertly all over the country.
Oh, yeah. No, I know. I've seen it coming and then I've had that gut feeling that it was coming. And basically they proved my point with this meeting and this past weekend that my personal feeling is they're just trying to get a foothold. And if they can get one show to do it, then they probably feel they can get all shows to do this.
Well, I'm going up against them. And, boy, let me tell you, the BATF has even said threatening things to me at this very gun show you're talking about. They are an absolutely wicked bunch of un-American trash.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, everyone. Andy Anderson here. Are you using those little bottles of hand gel that kill germs, bacteria, and other nasties? In today's world, that's smart, especially with the filthy doorknobs, shopping carts, and handrails we touch every day. Did you know that once the alcohol evaporates in a few seconds, goodbye effectiveness. No more protection till you use it again. PureWorks to the rescue. Our FDA-compliant foam, lotion, soap, and spray do not contain alcohol. Their killing power lasts up to 4 hours. PureWorks disinfecting spray is EPA-certified to kill swine flu, bird flu, MRSA, HIV, hepatitis B and C, and for our friends in medicine, kills C. diff, along with a whole host of viruses and bacteria. Molds and fungus, too. It's even safe around pets and children. You'll love how your skin feels with PureWorks, soft and supple. No more dry skin. Here's to a little peace of mind knowing that your hands are still germ-free hours later. Call now, toll-free, 888-245-0300 to get your hands on PureWorks and get PureWorks on your hands. That's 888-245-0300.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I want you to picture in your mind America with secret police under federal control getting the leaseholder together, calling the gun show operator in and saying, we got some cases against your gun show. We've set you up. Hey, I'm not the same guy. You ran him out of Austin. Oh, well, it doesn't matter. We're going to shut you down. And then having the leaseholder, I guess, say, you've got to do this. And what we need to do is have the gun show not follow their illegal, unlawful order, have notices you give them when they're there. They don't have any warrant. I say kick them out. See, first they intimidate you to let them in. Make them get warrants to come in. We need to stand up as a country to these people. And then if they terminate your lease, terminate your agreement, you've got all sorts of other lawsuits against the officers, all of them, for racketeering, official oppression, torturous interference, interstate commerce because the feds are involved. I mean, they are committing so many crimes on the face of it. And we've got a bunch of police officers calling in, Keith in Indiana, and a bunch of others we're going to go to here in a moment for our guest. But we need to rally behind the Texas Gun Show. They picked a little target. They picked a Soviet town like Austin. Good people in Austin, but run by a bunch of really bad people. They're always stealing private property, you name it. Because if they're able to do this under the dark of night, it's going to be a precedent. I guarantee it's the White House is running this. I've seen similar things going on. They're doing this all over the country. We've got to set a precedent nationwide so people know how to stand up against them. We've been fighting them for 20 years trying to shut down the gun shows. And once they've shut that down, I've read the state laws they try to pass and the ones they have where you can't even sell your neighbor a gun, can't sell some guns you want to make some money at a garage sale. This is outrageous. This is the last step towards total registration and confiscation. Now, going back to Darwin Bedeker, whose family runs this, he's the operator, the Texas Gun Show. Let's put their website up on screen for folks so they can find out where their shows are and support them. Give us the URL to your website.
It's TexasGunShows.net.
TexasGunShows.net. And people need to show up to this, mark their calendars, and be there and support what you're doing. And you need to not be intimidated by them. I can be there with cameras and cram them right in their faces. I'm coming down there. And you look into who I am, sir. I mean, I don't claim to be a tough guy or anything, but I'm not a wimp, and I'm a constitutionalist, and I'm committed to this republic and defeating these people, and I'm standing beside you. I'm going to get Congressman Ron Paul on this, Gun Owners of America Larry Pratt, Jews of Preservation of Firearms Ownership, the Texas Rifle Association. We are calling them all right now, sir. We're going to rally the troops to defeat these people politically.
Well, that's definitely music to my ears compared to what I've been hearing over the last 48 hours.
Now, I want to go to calls with you, but I want to go back here to be very careful about this meeting. Specifically, they tell you, we'd like you to come down. I mean, tell us the whole story, how they did the intimidation, how the BATF told you how to write this, how it destroyed your show. Lay it out.
I was invited to a facility that Austin PD uses, to do interviews and stuff like that. I had a meeting with Austin PD, the ATF was there, and people from North Austin Event Center and HEB. And it was about a two-hour-long meeting that took place on Thursday, the day before my vendors were supposed to set up. And basically it was a long meeting over. They started off the meeting with, you know, we don't want to have to shut you down, but we will. It was straight intimidation from the get-go. And they read a long list of convictions or cases that they had against the former gun show, and they read off all these complaints and everything else, 911 calls, everything to this location, and they didn't even know in the beginning of the meeting that we were a different show promoter.
And that was over a decade of the other show, one of the best records. People driving by on the highway were always calling cops, seeing people with guns, because the public's been trained guns are illegal. Nobody can put them in their pickup window. People can't walk out of their house and get in their car with them because there's a large portion of the population that is completely ignorant. So they use that. The ninnying, scared public, we got to shut you down. Go ahead.
And then in the process of the meeting, the ATF agent suggested recommendations that we should follow, and he said that he's seen it work in other places like Detroit, and that right there made me laugh.
They've done this before. Okay, Detroit. I mean, a totally federal-run cesspit. Okay, continuing.
And basically what happened.
So to be clear, the BATF then was setting the parameters. Go ahead.
After that, they, you know, said what they could do, they didn't want to have to do, but they said they could, make it to where the building couldn't be used for anything because of the activities that happened in the past, and that scared the guy from HEB.
Oh, so again, no, that's a key threat. Outside of a court, outside of law, threatening to shut the building down for everything else, the knitting clubs, the swap meets they have there, threatening to just end the building, period, threatening their... So that guy's got a cause of action, threatening his entire business and his job as the leaseholder, HEB, the grocery store chain, with Walmart, if he didn't then come down on you.
Exactly.
And what was his name, the poor guy being grilled by these people?
His name's Andrew Perkel. He's the operating manager of the North Austin Event Center. And he was the one that was basically, he was a former Austin police officer too, and he was the one standing up for us.
He was arguing with them. How did that go?
Well, I mean, every time they tried to scare him, he basically told them, you know, don't try to intimidate me. You know, I know the law, I know what's going on here, but yet, you know, it still intimidated H-E-B.
Get Brickell on. So H-E-B was there above him.
Yes.
And so they,
yes,
so
they,
and
they
so
leave,
H-E-B then.
From H-E-B.
And so H-E-B then turned to you and said, "This is the way it is."
Yeah, they said you need to follow these recommendations, or basically there'll be no show.
And the police and the BATF then smiled with pleasure.
Yes. And like I said, that they taped this whole meeting. I don't know if that's something that they'll give you, but it was all taped.
Yeah, you need their open records to demand it. They'll claim it malfunctioned and lie. But my God, was the event center head, the former police officer, freaked out when you left?
No, he wasn't freaked out. He was just like, he just told me, you know, I know that didn't go the way you wanted it to. You know, when they called this meeting, I said I would go, but they didn't tell me what we were going to talk about. I didn't know what was about to happen. So basically, after they locked the doors and the start of the meeting, that's when they told me that, you know, it got to the point where if I didn't follow these recommendations, I wasn't going to have a show. So after I already committed all my resources that I could towards advertising and everything else, I mean, it was either lose all that money and cancel it or try to recoup something and let the public know what was going on. So I chose to let the public know.
Well, you did the right thing, and we're going to stand beside you in this. Now, how did the BATFE guy tell you to write this? When did he do that? And
He didn't tell me to write it word for word. What he said was you might have something up there to notify the public what's going on. Because I told him, the reason I said that is because I told him, well, what's going to happen is everybody that comes in this show is going to think it's me. You know, it's going to think it's a Texas gun show thing and think that I'm, you know, flying in the face of freedom when it's not me at all.
Oh, it's even worse. They wanted to keep this secret.
Yeah. So basically then he said, well, you could write something saying that, I told him, well, then what I'm going to do is I'm going to write something saying, you know, in accordance and in direction with Austin PD and ATF, this is why, you know, this is happening this weekend. So that's the flyer that you're reading.
And he said, oh, that's good.
Yeah, basically he said, yeah, that will work. Because I asked him, I go, if I follow these recommendations, I go, are you going to pay for a full-page newspaper ad, you know, saying that it wasn't my idea. I didn't do it willingly. It was under the threat of pressure of me, you know, losing everything that I invested in, losing my business there, that I complied with your recommendations for that weekend.
Well, this is an agency and police completely out of control. Let's talk to Kenneth in Indiana, a police officer. Kenneth, or Keith, your take on this.
Yeah, I just want to thank you for, you know, acting on being obedient to your convictions and getting this information out, and more power to your guests there as far as getting this lawsuit going. Hopefully we can sue the pants off of them and get that done. I just wanted to add, just encourage, you know, listeners, and, you know, it doesn't matter if you own firearms, if you're interested, if you're not interested, if the last thing that you wanted to see, but everyone needs to be involved with what's going on and stand up and fight, because you may next month want to buy a firearm to protect you and your family. And, you know, being a police officer, knowing what's going on, I lived in a county that they had two deputies on graveyard shift, and they had a major state route going through. If you have a serious accident, they're going to be tied up. And if you have a burglar breaking into your home at that time, just think about what the response time is. Are you going to be able to protect you, your family, your property, your belongings? No. So...
Well, sir, what do you think of them secretly just intimidating somebody into do this with no law behind them?
Well, it's wrong. I mean, it's totally illegal. But we see this going on in every facet of, you know, our country. We have a Congress. We have members of Congress. We have our executive. You know, we have our judiciary. We have judges. Making law as they make decisions, it's going along everywhere. And
stay there, Keith. You know, stay there, and we're going to come back with our guest, because I want him to hear what you have to say. And then Rick, Mike, Heather, John, and others with the different laws this is violating. I'm going to get Larry Becraft, constitutional lawyer, on this. I mean, folks, this is outrageous. But what do we expect from the Austin police? I mean, they take blood without warrants at checkpoints. I mean, this is, they're nuts.
Why is drinking pure high-alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Aerial spray, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
No one knows what it's like to be the bad man.
Garwin Bedeker, his family runs a little gun show in Texas, two shows a month. They buy radio time, they advertise it, government comes and basically shuts their show down. No law, no nothing. Just like they take your property now without just compensation. The Republic is dying. You think I like going up against the BATFE? You think I like going up against these people? I know who they are. They've gotten in my face when I've been at the gun show before. Until I get back in theirs, and then they scatter. They're used to people wetting their pants, bowing down to them. Not me. I'm a good person. I don't do anything wrong. I fight tyranny. And we know this is tyranny. Going back to Kenneth and then Rick and everybody else. Kenneth, the more I hear of this story, the more wicked, the more sickening it gets. And to hear about the police when he walked up and said, look at my building, half empty. Is this what you wanted? And they smiled and said, no, we don't want to shut you down. We just want you to have registered gun sales. They want him to do something that isn't the law, and they're going to ruin him to do it. I mean, that is assault. That is financial assault, Keith. I keep calling you Kenneth.
It's totally criminal. And you know what they want. We all know what they want in the end. They're going to have a list, and they're going to come and take them when they grant the time that, you know, they want to do that.
And they'll start with 50 cals first to make it sound reasonable.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. It's just like you've said before, the frog in the pot that they just slowly start heating up, and we don't notice that it's getting hot, but, you know, it's starting to boil, and we need to do something. Just going back to what I was saying again, yes, the Second Amendment, the right to bear arms, I mean, it is for, you know, personal protection of ourselves, our family, but again, tyranny. It is the, you know, that last line of defense to protect ourselves, to protect our freedoms, to protect our country, to protect our Constitution. And just to follow up on the story I was saying before, you know, protecting yourself, I'm a law enforcement officer, and I love the guys and gals I work with. The profession is great. But we're there to supplement the citizens.
And you're there to respond. You're there to enforce the law after a crime has been committed. Under federal and state statute, you have no liability to protect us because you can't.
Exactly. If something goes down, we need a handgun. We need a weapon to protect ourselves at that moment when our life is threatened. We may be killed within seconds. People think that calling 911 is a magic genie lamp, and the police officer, sheriff's deputy, is going to appear there in seconds. It doesn't happen. Again, the officer may be across the county. They might be slowed down with bad weather. You know, police officers have to deal with vehicle problems and the weather and snow and rain, fog, all that
Your
stuff.
Your phone may be out. How many phone calls have we heard
exactly.
Where the dispatch system's having problems or the dispatcher doesn't take them seriously and they get killed? The average time's, what, 12 minutes for
exactly.
a 911 call?
Exactly. So, you know, we can't. Is the government going to have hire a bodyguard for every citizen in the country to protect ourselves at the moment that we need it? That's not going to happen. You know, we had founding fathers that guaranteed the God-given right. Our right to protect ourselves is God-given, but it's backed up by the Constitution to be guaranteed by the founding fathers and the Constitution that they gave
us. And Barack Obama and his crew of scum have no authorization to take our guns. Going back to Darwin Bedeker, Darwin, again, what do you think of my idea of not following this color of law intimidation, and then if they do take your show away from you, you've got lawsuits that are incredible. I mean, because it's going to kill your show anyway, he's going along with this.
Absolutely. And like I said, I'll stand with you through it all and try to, you know, hopefully they'll get back to where, you know, shows used to be, where you actually enjoyed going to them, taking the family, enjoying the collection side of it, trying to find that one piece that you've been missing from your collection. And
well, I don't go to a lot of them anymore because I know it's crawling with feds and special local police. I like going to buy blow dart guns. I like buying those little bird bomb things because they're fun to shoot out in the country. You know, the things that run off birds, but not for bird, just to shoot them or to shoot them in the lake and watch them, you know, make a red flash at night. I mean, it's fun to go to the gun show and you know, buy camping gear or ammo. But, I mean, now it's feds everywhere running. I mean, it's sick. Our tax money are paying for this. Anything else, Keith?
Yeah, and two more real quick things. Senate Subcommittee of the Constitution in 1982 had an awesome report on the right to keep and bear arms. This is great. It's not too long, and it just touches
I've read it before. Give people the title of it. We'll post it on InfoWars.
It is awesome. It is awesome. And
give them the report name. I forget the Senate report.
Yeah, it is a report of the subcommittee on the Constitution. It's quite long. Of Committee on the Judiciary. It's a February of 1982 report.
Yeah, we'll get that Senate report on the Second Amendment up. Thank you.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation. The criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
He's going the distance. He's going for speed.
Some research on this Andrew Perkel in the Austin Chronicle. We're wanting to make sure it's the same Andrew Perkel that is the head of the event center. We're just going to leave it at that for right now. You might want to look into the name Andrew Perkel, P-E-R-K-E-L. We're going to see if that's the same person. We need to call him and see if that's the same 14-year veteran who got indicted in 2006. Now he's playing good cop, bad cop with people. So we're gonna find out what's going on here, because we're on the case now. We're on the case. Okay, going back to Darwin Bedeker, who runs the Texas Gun Show, texasgunshow.net. You said you're getting calls during the breaks from vendors and people that are saying they're going to come out and support you. Finish up that story, and then I interrupted you earlier when you tried to bring up people bringing up my name at the front gate when they were coming in, seeing the notice.
Yes, sir. Actually, while we were on this interview, our business business phone rang, and my mother is actually the person that takes reservations. She said that a vendor called and requested three tables at our next auction show, and he's never done one of our shows. But what made me feel good was he said that he wished his son would have turned out like me, which actually made me feel good for all those people that have sent all the hate email thinking it was my doing, that it actually feels good to actually get the story out.
Well, look, we've shot down politically a bunch of the czars that Obama tried to appoint. Others he appointed are even worse, openly saying ban free speech, Second Amendment. If we use the gun shows as political centers of the Declaration of Independence and Liberty and got people organized to defend local gun rights on a city and county basis, that's why they hate it. They hate our gun culture, our 1776 Liberty culture, coming together. And so if all the vendors will start, and I guarantee a lot of them are listening right now all over Texas and the country, if people from even other states will come to your event coming up, and even if they try some nasty thing and shut it down, we'll meet in the parking lot and have a rally. And come there and pass the hat for your legal lawsuit, and if everybody will get a bunch of tables, people that sell books, videos, people that sell Beanie Babies. I mean, it's not just guns that are sold. Every Austin gun store needs to come. People need to be there. They need to cram every table you've got and fill it up to let them know that they're not going to shut you down and that you're not going down without a fight. I mean, they don't have a leg to stand on anyways. And I'm going to be there next Saturday, the three Saturdays from now. I'm going to be there with you next month. Give us the dates next month that it's going to be at in February.
It's the third weekend of February. I don't have a calendar right in front of me, but it's the third weekend of February.
Guys, pull up February 2009.
I apologize, but...
Okay, that's right after my birthday. I was supposed to take my kids camping then, but camping can wait. So I never... okay. So that's the what days again? 20th and 21st.
Yes, sir.
And that's the date. Now, again, I've spent 3.5 hours today, 3 hours, 27 minutes on this. Why? Because, folks, they're openly announcing an end to free speech, an end to everything. It's all happening. We've been completely robbed. They go intimidate people into posting notices saying you can't sell guns at this gun show in private sales. We've beaten it at the legislature, so now they're trying to go around it. This Andrew Perkel, I mean, he told you he was a veteran Austin police officer?
He didn't say veteran. He just said he used to work for the force.
Well, it may be another Andrew Perkel. There's another one in the Austin Chronicle. Give me a close shot of this, please. And it says Austin Chronicle, which is a questionable source, but no, I mean, not on issues like this. A Travis County grand jury indicted December 27th, 14-year veteran of the APD detective Andrew Perkel on one count of attempted sexual assault, a third-degree felony, one count of public lewdness, a Class A misdemeanor, and one count of indecent exposure, a Class B misdemeanor, in connection with the September 15th off-duty incident, according to a statement released by the APD. Reportedly, the alleged offense took place at a hair removal business, American Laser Center, and involved an encounter between Perkel and an Asian unnamed Laser Center employee. Perkel's attorney, Chris Gunter, told the Statesman that the charges were not true, that everything that transpired between the two people was consensual, and that he had his client are anxious for a trial. So we need to look and see how that ended up. But I wonder if they're trying to use that against him as the manager of the event center. Or maybe it's another Andrew Perkel who was an APD person. Maybe. We'll have to check into that. Interesting info, huh?
Yeah, definitely.
Well.
The other thing that I was going to mention before that I really appreciate, you know, everybody coming in saying that you were the person to contact for this, and luckily y'all contacted me, so I didn't have to even try to find out, you know, where y'all were located. But, I mean, it was hundreds and hundreds of people that, you know, threw out your name and said that this is the man that you need to get, you know, informed. So I appreciate somebody in the position to support our rights actually, you know, standing up and saying they're willing to do that.
Well, I appreciate that. I guess it was 2000, and they were going to pass the end of the gun show loophole. You know, act like it's a loophole. It's illegal. It's not. Everything's perception. And it was going to pass, and I went down, and I got a couple hundred of my listeners, and they said, you know what? You don't get to testify, even though it was an open hearing. Juan Hinojosa, the state representative, the head of the Judiciary Committee, he said, you don't get to testify. And he brought up these two black guys who got up and did like a gangster thing. They used race. They used racism. They to say, yeah, we're dangerous, you know, thugs, basically, and you need to ban guns and ban the gun show, and you know, we buy them at the gun show. Total lie. And so Jews of Preservation of Firearms Ownership, local member, ran in and said, you've got a video camera, get out here. And like in a movie, this Smith guy, who's with the Violence Policy Center and Handgun Control Incorporated, was going 100, 200, 300. And that video was all over the web, crashed our servers, and I've tried to find our original tapes of it. And I think somebody did find it a year ago. Guys, Google bribery caught at Texas Capitol, Alex Jones. And so I run up with a camera, and he goes, and acts all suspicious. And then it turned out the committee got in trouble for paid testimony and all this stuff. And we barely beat the bill. But the NRA, and it would have banned grandpas giving their grandsons a 22. No private gifts, no transfers of firearms. And when I really found out that and then later I saw all the documents, that the NRA is actually an anti-gun group, and that Charlton Heston, who I was a fan of and interviewed, was hired in 68 to do TV ads saying we need the 68 Gun Control Act. People didn't know that. And he later said that was wrong to do. But the point is that their board is run, if they're going to get our guns, they can't let us have a group with, you know, 10 million members or whatever. They've got to have it controlled. And they called me an extremist and said the bill was good in the Dallas Morning News to ban gun shows. So, and to ban junior shooting sports. But the point is, I have to always march down and defeat this myself with the help of my listeners. And anybody else out there can start fighting this and catching it. I mean, it just takes the willingness to resist these people. And people are scared of the BATF. I mean, they burn down churches. But you know what? You've got to stand up against them. They can't stop us all. And so you're saying hundreds of people said this was the show to get on.
Absolutely. That's why other people have called me and you know, they want to do interviews and stuff too. But once I found out that you were interested in it, I wanted to make sure that you got the full details first.
Well, sir, I appreciate you. I'm not tooting my horn. I'm talking about the power of our listeners.
Absolutely.
And do as many interviews as you can and just bullet point, you know. I mean, this is racketeering. I mean, this is slimy like out of communist China. Let's talk to Kenneth in Indiana. We already talked to Kenneth that I keep calling Keith. Keith that I keep calling Kenneth. I'm looking at a screen way across the room. I may be losing my eyesight here. Rick in Tennessee, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
I'm pretty freaked out, but I'm glad people are rallying against this. I mean, this is unprecedented.
Yeah, I have a couple quick comments and then a big question for you. First of all, one of my local gun dealers here in Tennessee was at that show. I can't get a hold of him today because of the holidays, so I will get a hold of him first thing in the morning and try to have him contact you. Second of all, I think we have a duty to debrief and re-educate the citizens of the United States because we're being micromanaged so much that it's going to start with guns, CPS, bows, knives, et cetera.
Oh, they've announced all U.S. citizens will have 3 yearly CPS visits. All Head Start people to put their kids in it get 3 CPS visits. Guilty until proven innocent. I mean, it is an iron curtain of tyranny.
Well, I had a run-in with CPS here about a month ago, and once I went into their office and started tape recording the conversation, things changed. And then the fact that they wanted to see my children or whatnot, and I started quoting constitutional rights. You know, you can't, you know, it's a violation of my First Amendment, Fourth Amendment, Fifth Amendment.
They moved on to an easier target.
They haven't contacted me since. And
they went on to find somebody else's kids they can rape.
My children in school.
And by the way, at least half of them are child rapists, but go ahead.
Right. Now, my main question is how do we rally around our sheriff to get him behind us? Because the sheriff is...
You educate him, and if they're not a constitutionalist and they're a lapdog of the feds, you run somebody for sheriff and you take your county over and kick the feds out.
All right. And my final comment would be this, that as the United States, we are the last beacon of hope for democracy in this world that we live in. And a lot of countries are actually looking at us right now with everything that's going on. And if we lose our fight for our Constitution and our Bill of Rights and our God-given rights, then basically the entire world is going to suffer for this.
Rick, great point. And again, all over the world, China, Africa, all these different countries and continents and regions are saying torture's okay, secret arrest is okay, because they say, hey, America does it. We've now become a beacon of wickedness, and it's because the people have sat on their big, fat behinds, and that needs to stop, folks. Let's talk to Mike in Wyoming. You're on the air with Darwin Bedecker. Go ahead.
I'm sympathetic towards this young man. I remember what it was like to be that age and be confronted with several guys with shiny badges and guns. But a little education will empower you. First off, you just need to understand that these guys, no matter how many there are, how many badges they have, they're our employees, and you have to think of them as such.
Well, let me just interrupt, Mike, as I always do. I would have said, I got to get my constitutional lawyer on this. This is torturous interference to the HEB guy.
Yeah, I wouldn't even shown up.
Yep, go ahead.
I actually can't hear the other audio that's going on right now, so I don't know what's being said.
Okay, can you hear the caller now?
No, I can hear you. I can't hear the caller.
Can you, Mike, go ahead and talk again.
All right.
Can you hear him now?
Yeah,
can you hear
okay,
me now?
Yeah, I can hear him now.
Okay. Now, the first thing that should have come out of your mouth was, what is your statutory authority for telling me I have to do this or telling me I can't do thus and such? Most of these guys operate under color of law, and they won't be able to tell you that. And when they can't cite any law, you tell them, then please leave my property, leave this building, whatever, or I will call and have you arrested for trespassing.
What about letting them in? How do these guys always force their snouts into these events?
Well, I know as far as my show, they didn't even enter through the front door. They came in through a side door.
They don't even ask. They just come right in.
Yeah,
exactly.
But Americans,
you need to have security there to keep their butts out of there hire your own off-duty cop for the front door. You need to throw their butts out. They don't have a warrant.
Exactly. Yeah, no, I absolutely will. I just... As small as our show
but see,
is.
No, I know, but all the gun shows let them do this. It's like somebody coming in your house, squatting on you, and then urinating on you and telling you that they're your God. I mean, Mike, go ahead.
Yeah. People need to get back together in little groups and study the law, which I did some years ago down in Arizona. Institute on the Constitution. They have good DVDs on studying the Constitution. That's IOTConline.com. And for studying just statutory law and civil law, you can't get any better than Mike Brown, a group called Erwin Rommel School of Law, which is at Rommel Law, RommelLaw.com.
And let me ask you a question, Mike. Why do you think they're getting so bold to engage in absolutely mafia operations?
Well, they're trying to push us into a confrontation. Obviously, they're. They know they're going to find someone who's on the edge, and if they can provoke us into violence, they win, as we all know. So we've got to stay cool and use the law. It's still on our side.
But I don't think the average cop or fed realizes that when the dam breaks, which they're sitting there trying to do, what's going to happen.
Yeah, I can't believe
they think we're wimps because. People don't go absolutely wild. Do they have any idea what people want to do?
Yeah, well, when you...
There are a lot of people who want to die and want to take a bunch of people with them who are just sick of all the crap.
Yeah, they should know that they're being set up and just used as cannon fodder. But the phrase you need to remember, everyone needs to remember, is what is your statutory authority? Just commit that to memory.
Yeah, in all my babbling, no law, no regulation, no nothing. They just make it up. But, Mike, you heard how they were trying to be careful, but they weren't careful. I mean, they were trying to just intimidate this whole thing into process.
Yeah, they were very careful not to put anything on in writing. I'm sure you have plenty of witnesses now. And, Title 42, 1983, was tailor-made. And take these guys individually into court, and they won't be pulling this again.
Well, then that's the action.
Well, look, they obviously put this former Austin cop, and it looks like it's the same guy who was indicted. We don't know if he was convicted for attempted sexual assault. He's off the force now, so, I mean, he left for some reason in 2006. Suddenly, he's over the event center. Then the Stings start getting run, setting up the old people, so they left, the Saxit. I think there's a whole conspiracy here the more we burrow into this.
Yeah, it certainly sounds like it, but, you know, that guy could be guilty of impersonating an officer if he's the one you're thinking of. But whether you want to call this a conspiracy or not, that's a tough.
No. You're missing what I'm saying. The Chronicle has a name of an Austin police officer that matches Andrew Perkel. That's the name of the former cop that said, "I'm former APD that manages the event center."
Oh, I see.
Who had him there at the meeting with all this happening. And so it looks like he went there in the last few years. That's when they shut down the last gun show. Looks like they've got an inside man in there who they've got control over, in control of the event center to run ops against gun shows. You understand? Yeah, you understand. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath the Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is an emergency alert. People don't die of H1N1 infection. They die from system-wide intoxication and toxic shock. Doctors call it the cytokine storm following infection and immune hyperstimulation. Vaccines with immune stimulants or toxic drugs chemicalize your body, adding to your death risk. Prevent death and reverse diseases from infections, vaccinations, and drug toxicity. Call this number to get my free special report about the flu and what to do to save lives, maybe even your own. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. Order Zeolite, the world's most powerful broad-spectrum detoxifier, immune system guard, and vaccine cleanse. Avoid vaccinations and drugs. Use Zeolite and OxySilver Hydrosol instead to detox and de-germ your body. Stop the shock of toxicity and preventable deaths. Call 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Or visit zeolife.net and oxysilver.net and order your free report and package special.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
I say I shot the sheriff, but the clearance was in self-defense. Yeah.
Sheriff John Brown, he came to shoot me down.
I saw Sheriff John Brown.
Nothing you could do. So what do you do?
So I shot him down.
We're trying. trying everything we can to stop it. We're out of time for this transmission with Darwin. We appreciate Mr. Bedeker joining us. What did your petition say that you're giving to the Attorney General? Can you put it up online, an online petition, too? We need to contact the Attorney General of the state of Texas. Who advised you to do that? Because that's the what to do. The state needs to come down on the APD and the BATF setting up their own little empire.
No, it was my fault. I mean, I was frustrated on what happened and what took place. And the only thing that I could think of to get, you know, the word of the people coming in the door was to have a petition. So it was basically my idea.
Well, we all stand together or we hang separate. And the website is texasgunshow.net. And email us, what does the petition say? Just I as a citizen am upset by this unlawful activity or what?
Well, no, I mean, I didn't know all the legal jargon. It was kind of put together last minute. It was basically just saying a petition, you know, sign a petition if, you know.
You need to get people to sign up for a class action lawsuit next month. That way they can't go after individuals. We need to have everybody there who was violated this month there to sign up to be interested in a class action suit against the APD, BATF, and everybody else. How's that sound?
That sounds fantastic.
Well, let's do it. I mean, because it's a lot of hard work, but we have to stand up to these tyrants and show everybody it's criminal what they did. We salute you for standing up, for doing the petition, for coming on the show. We appreciate what you've done, and we're going to stand beside you. We'll have you on a week or so before the event, and we'll come out and interview you at the event. And we'll be there surveilling the enemy operation, trying to stop them from any setups or anything as well. We know how they operate. God bless you, and I appreciate you joining us.
I appreciate everything y'all have done today, and it just feels good to have somebody that's powerful enough to have influence in our corner. And I thank everybody, you and your staff, for letting me have this time.
God bless you. Darwin, the only power we have is the power of the people. I am powerless without you, the listeners. Look, I've done almost 4 hours here and haven't plugged a sponsor. Please pay attention to these sponsors at the end and support them. One of them, Z Foods Direct, the highest quality, best price. They've got fully cooked, prepared, gourmet-style meals. They've got the classic MREs. They got everything, and they make it themselves, and it's all grown right here in the U.S. except for the bananas. eFoodsDirect.com, 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com. Big fat banners on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. They're great folks. Check them out today. You cannot trust this government. You need to be self-sufficient. Also, on the Second Amendment issue, it's not enough to have a gun case full of guns and ammo. You need to know how to use them. Where do you do that? FrontSight.com. One word, FrontSight.com. You can get a free firearm. And also get a 30-state concealed weapons permit when you sign up for a 5-day firearms training. No drill instructor, tough guy attitude, biggest private firearms training outfit out there, totally patriot, frontsight.com. That's frontsight.com. Front sight, one word, frontsight.com. Check out the free handgun deal, the XD pistol and the caliber of your choice right there on their site. And don't forget the online video bookstore at Infowars.com. Your purchase of the books and videos makes this broadcast possible. Get one of these Don't Tread on Me shirts at Infowars and wear your colors proud and loud. Great job, crew! We're going to prevail against tyranny!
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.